This is Victrios.
Good morning. You still say a good morning. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I perceive that this week will be a good week. Find another neighbor. Tell them, I perceive this will be a great week. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many people are excited? Hallelujah. Amen. When we Christians fast, we are excited. Amen? Amen. We are not like, okay. I know some people can be tired, you know, and just sometimes you need to watch yourself. I think in the season of fasting, one of the things you need to do is that you need to understand that you cannot do everything you've been doing normally. Number one, you cannot talk every time. Some people talk so much and they spend all their energy. And then when they come to the place of prayer, they are sleepy and all of that. So conserve your energy. Amen? Amen. If you conserve your energy, you'll be able to use it in the place of prayer. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. And if you are doing the long fast and all of that, please, it's okay to drink liquids. Amen? Amen. I know some people have devised different methods. Some people are doing every 3 days, meaning they will not eat at all in the evening for 3 days. And then the fourth day, they will eat in the evening, I think, something like that. And whatever means you are doing, please just fast. Amen? Amen. And please remember that we still pray every morning of the week. But on Wednesday and every week evening, except Wednesday evening, because we expect you to be here. Can somebody say amen? Amen. So if you are not here for any good reason, join us online and pray with us, because we are not going to pray at 5:30 on Friday, on Wednesday. But every other day, except Sunday. Sunday is the only day we don't pray in morning and the evening. Every day we are going to be praying here. And God that answers by fire will answer our prayers. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right, this month, which has already started, we will be looking at what I call now open. Can somebody say now open? Now open. I know sometimes you go past a building in your neighborhood, and you notice that there's construction going on. They bought the old place. The place is all, you can't see what's going on. And all of a sudden, you see one big giant something outside saying, now open, meaning we are able to receive business. In this year, 2019, I declare your life is now open to good things. Yeah. I say your life is open to good things. Yeah. The things that your life might have been, say, closed, maybe close to favor, maybe close to any good thing. This very year, your life is open for business. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's open our Bibles. Let's start from here. Revelations 3 and 20. Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. Revelations 3, 20. Well, I was going to say, you can put a marker at Revelation 3:20, flip to John 1:12, and then go to Psalm 78, verse 41. But you don't need all of that. It's all tab, right? okay. Revelation 3:20. The Bible says, here am I. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person. And they with me. John chapter 1 and verse 12. It's a scripture that I like so much. John 1 and 12. Is it coming? All right. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. The Message translation says, he gave the right to become their true self. He gave the right to become their God self. Because there is a self that is man's self. There is a self that is defined by environment. But there is a self that is God's self. I pray for you in 2019 that your God you become that person. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 78 and verse 41. Psalm 78 verse 41. It says, again and again, they put the test. They vexed the Holy One of Israel. Another translation says, they limited the Holy One of Israel. I pray that in your life this year, God will not be limited. Your actions will not limit him. Your inactions will not limit him. In the name of Jesus. You see, in life, there are some things that happen to us, and the way people react to what happens in life is very different. There are some people that react to ordinary business of life by worry. There are people that react to business of life by worry. And by worry, so many people, when you hear the word worry, you might just think to somebody that is sitting somewhere and just doing like this. But sometimes what we call worry is concern, is paying attention to some things that you should not pay attention to. That's worry. There are sometimes you and I pay attention to some things that will not allow the fullness of what God wants to do. It limits, so to say, the things God wants to do. Let me share with you some things that people concern themselves about, and which in 2019 should not be on your priority list. It should not be list of your concerns. Number one, some people concern themselves with other people's opinion. Some people concern themselves with other people's opinion. Is it bad to get feedback from people? Absolutely not. In fact, you get better when you get constructive feedbacks. You get better when people help you, because we all have blind spots, so to say. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be that your God self, if you want to be the fullness of what God has called you to be, if you don't want to limit God, if you don't want to put brakes on the movement of God in your life, can I tell you one of the things you don't want to do? Don't let people's opinion be the things that bother your mind. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7, 1 Samuel 16, 7, God told Samuel, look, I don't look the way human beings look. I am not a man. I don't look the way human beings look. There are people that human beings will say you are doing well, and God said, no, you are not doing well. There are people human beings will say that are doing bad, and God will say, that's okay. That's exactly what I want to do. You are doing very well. Because human opinion is very all over the place. There was one time, some years ago, I think I came to church in the morning, and somebody told me, I said, what's going on? You have added weight. The same day, another person saw me. I said, what's going on? You have lost weight. So if I wanted to disturb myself with the opinion, the guy that told me I've lost weight, if I'm the person that I'm angry because I gain weight, you know, I will be upset. I will be like, God, I'm now fat. I'm now big. Yeah, look at, you know. And if I'm the person that feels like gaining weight is evidence of good living, amen. And the other person came to me, I'll be like, what's going on? I need to go and talk to my wife that you are not feeding me, you are starving me. But I have since understood and found out that there are times that I am losing weight by the scale. And people will see me and say, Pastor, you have to watch it all. So I have decided that I will not let the suggestions and opinion of people to disturb me. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. What God says about you is the most important thing. What anybody says about you is not really that important. Many people think the opinion of people are very important. If it was about opinion of people, Joseph would not have been in the palace. If it was about the opinion of people, Daniela would have died in lion's den. But the opinion of people does not matter. The opinion of God is all that matters. So don't let people steal your joy. She said, I don't look good. She said, I don't know how to dress. But you know how to dress for yourself. Maybe if you have a husband and your husband says you are beautiful, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It's okay. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. God is a God of rainbow. Amen? Amen. So if you don't know how to match the color, rainbow is also good. Just mix it up. Be glad with yourself in the name of Jesus. Now, am I saying that people cannot help you to get better? I know. Yeah, people can help. But the opinions I'm talking about are the opinions that you can't do anything about. Some people will come on social media, they will say this. Some people are so, they are image conscious. They want to look a particular part. They want to look certain way. I mean, I like you to, it's good to present yourself well, but please don't let the opinions of others disturb you, especially in this year. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. So what are the things that people bother themselves about? other people's opinion.
Another thing that people bother themselves about is that they allow other people's success to intimidate them. They take instruction from other people's success. They assume that because Sister A married the same year as them, they have to have the same results. They assume that because so-and-so person is their age mate, their schoolmate, they see them on Instagram, they see them on Facebook or any other social media, they have to be at that. Please, can I tell you this? You have your own lane. You have your own race. Don't compare yourself with other people. You are not them. They are not you. Their time is different from you. I mean, one of the things that I like about traveling is that sometimes some people get to the airport very, very early. You know, the flight is going to leave at 2 p.m. and they are there at 12 p.m. They say they go to the lounge and then they are playing around. But ladies and gentlemen, if that flight says on your boarding pass that flight is going to leave at, because it's a 2 p.m. flight, the boarding is going to start at 1:45 p.m. and boarding is going to close at 1:55 p.m. If you get there at 1:47 and the person that got there at 12 p.m., two of you are going to board. Two of you are going to fly. Tell yourself, I'm going to fly in 2019. It may be late, but I will not be denied. In the name of Jesus. Don't let other people's success intimidate you. Some people will start posting now. This is January. They'll start posting all kind of things. And even in church too, sometimes, the way people give some testimonies, it's almost like to spite some other people. Don't receive that message. Just do like this. Dodge it. Amen? Dodge the message. And don't let the other people's success intimidate you. Amen to Jesus. What are the other things that people concern themselves about? Another thing that people concern themselves about is that they concern themselves about current situation. Current situation. What is happening now? What is happening now? They let what is happening now disturb them so much that they don't see anything at the end of today. They allow the events of today to bother them. The Bible says in Job chapter 8 and verse 7, though your beginning be little, your latter end shall greatly increase. Can I say that to somebody again? Though your beginning be little, your latter end shall greatly increase. Amen. Because some people will say, Pastor, I need to think about my life. Because look at where I am now. I'm little. I'm few. But there are too many stories in the Bible and in the present day of people that were nothing and became something. Your story is going to join their story. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God will bring you from small to many. In the name of Jesus. Some people allow their current situation. They allow their current difficulty. Sometimes they allow a temporary setback. Something happened at work. Something happened to your car. Something happened during the snow. You fell down. Stand up, ladies and gentlemen. The fall is not a signal that your end has come. The fact that you had a setback does not mean you cannot have a comeback. I declare in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, everyone listening to me this morning, you will have a comeback. In the places of your setback, you will have a comeback. So some people allow their current situations, their difficulties, their temporary setback, losses. In the business of doing life, ladies and gentlemen, there will be tribulations. There will be trials. There will be things that will happen. There will be losses. There will be things that didn't go the way you planned them to go. But ladies and gentlemen, what do? You jump up again and you move on again. Every day you see the morning, know that it's another day to begin again. Thank God for saying Happy New Year. But what about Happy New Morning? When I see the morning, I know that there is another opportunity for me to fulfill destiny. I know there is another opportunity for me to do the things God has committed into my hand. So I wouldn't put brakes on God by bothering over that, by worrying over that. Can somebody say amen to that? Because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18, it says the path of the righteous man is like a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter until a perfect day. So your path is going to get better. Amen. Things in your life will get better. Amen. If there is nothing you can tell yourself, just tell yourself, things will not always look like this. You know, this morning, I was looking for the particular shoe I wore today. Don't look down. Just look up. But I said, do I still have that shoe? And I now, because sometimes I don't know that I don't have the shoe again, because the spirit can just move me, I'll carry them and we'll give it whatever. So I was thinking to myself, do I still have that shoe? And I just remember what my son told me one time, not too long ago. He said, Daddy, you have a lot of shoes. I said, it's true. And it's true. I don't even know the number of shoes I have. I don't. Because it just keeps coming. I like shoes. I like to buy them once in a while. But it's not because I buy them. People just give me, you know, just like that, randomly. And I remember this morning, there was a particular year I was planning to buy a shoe. I remember very well. It was in Lagos. And I mean, it was a big deal. And I was telling my grandmother I was talking to, that I need a shoe badly. I don't have any good shoe. You know, I was crying. And you know what she said? And she said it in another language. She said, what is not enough today will be enough tomorrow. I speak over you. What is not enough today will be enough tomorrow. So when I saw the shoes and I had to pull other shoes to be able to get the particular shoe, I said, I believe you. My tomorrow will be all right. Amen. Can somebody say my tomorrow will be all right? So don't let today define your future. Tomorrow is coming. Tomorrow is better. You will be that person. You will get that degree. You will get that paper. You will get that job. You will get that baby. In the name of Jesus. So don't allow your current situation to overpower you. And another thing that some other people allow to concern them, the threats of others. The threats of others. People threaten them. People as government, you know, they hear the news. Hey, they are coming for us. or the organization comes and say, you know, this year we did not meet our Q2 or Q3 goal. You know, they like to make things very, 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 very cute in the company. We fell short of our Q3 goal, and so we're thinking of several ways, you know, to organize and align ourselves to our goals back again. And long short or summary of it is, we want to lay people off. And some people are already scared. They are already under tension. They are thinking, oh, when am I going to get, is it pink slip? Is it the pink slip? When am I going to get the pink slip? So people are apprehensive. They are bothered. They are under pressure. But I've come to tell you this morning that your heavenly Father is watching over you. And therefore, he will not allow their threats to come to pass. Amen. Don't allow other people to threaten you. Even in the name of prophecy. Several years ago, I remember, somebody called me. I was in Nigeria, and the person was here. She said, someone wants to talk to you. I said, for what? What the person? He said, the person saw that you died. I said, forget it. I'm not talking to the person. I said, forget it. The person saw that you died in your 30-something. I think she mentioned the particular year. I didn't really hear, but I know it was 30-something. I said, don't worry. I don't want to talk to the person because this person is going to threaten me. He's going to tell me to do something. You are going to go and pray in the middle of three corner road and something like that. No. The word of God says, I shall not die, but live and declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. Don't let nobody threaten you in the name of one prophecy, you know, and then they go like this. If they say anything that does not align with the word of God, discard it. Just walk away and ease and just walk away. Don't let them put you under pressure. Can somebody say amen to Jesus? Amen. Let's look at this scripture. Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 12. Isaiah 51 and verse 12. The Bible says, I am he who comforts you. Who are you that fear more mortals? Human beings are just human beings. They are not God. When some people are threatening you, maybe if you can't stand up to them, but in your prayer closet, say you are not God. You are not my God. There is a God in heaven, and he rules in the affairs of men. Boss, you cannot threaten me. Sometimes you need to do a meeting in your bathroom with your boss and say, my boss, please come here. And then talk to your boss. Say, Mr. A, you cannot threaten me. My job is secured. If you will not cooperate with God, you will be taken away and I will take your position. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen.
But before you start doing that, make sure you are doing your job. Because if you are not doing your job, God will allow the boss to get you out quickly.
But the Bible says, don't fear mortal men. Don't fear human beings. Human beings, their breath is in their nostrils. Jesus even put it better in Luke chapter 12 and verse 4. Luke 12 verse 4. He said, look, don't fear people who can only kill the body. He said, but fear the one who can. He has power to deal with not only the body, but with the spirit. He said he can kill two times. Men can only kill once. They can only kill the body. But this God can kill twice or kill forever. So that is the person you should rever, not any human being. Can somebody say, loud and clear, say, I declare, that nobody will put me under pressure in the name of Jesus. So these are some of the things people concern themselves about. And finally this morning, on things that people concern themselves about, they are bothered about happenings in the world. People are bothered. What is going on in our world now? This government shut down. Even some people that are not even affected, I mean, like directly, they say so much, they are so concerned. I mean, there's a concern for our nation that we all should have. Can somebody say amen to that? Don't say it's their nation, because I have heard people say that kind of thing. If you say it's their nation, you will not enjoy the fullness of this place. It's your nation. Can somebody say amen? Amen. So be concerned on that level, but not concerned to the extent that you are under pressure and you cannot even act. You cannot act. Happenings in the world. Many things that we are seeing in our world have been prophesied. Jesus said, in the last days, things will get hard. If you listen to the prophecy that our general overseer gave this year, Joel chapter 2, saying what will happen in the international sea, he said that the Spirit of God will be poured out on all flesh. He said, but there will be some shakings. There will be shakings in the nations. There will be shakings in the nations. But you should know that your Father has your back. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
So how can you now relate to all these things that are happening? I mean, concern of what people are saying, concern of the success of other people. How can you deal with difficulties that are in the present? What about losses? What about threats of others? What about happenings in the world? I believe a big way to do that is to cooperate with who is in charge right now. Is to cooperate with who is in charge right now. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, if you read from verse 1, the Bible says, at other times, God spoke to us. Let's go there. You see, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophet and at many times and in various ways. Then in verse 2, you see, but in this last day, he has spoken to us by his son. So in the first part of it, you see, God the Father spoke to us in a particular way. He said now in this at the time of this writing, God has now started to speak to us in another particular way through his son. But right now, after Jesus left the scene, he left another person that he uses to speak to us. And we call him the Holy Spirit. Can somebody say the Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit.
So the best thing you can do right now is to align yourself to make sure that you don't stop the Holy Spirit. And you stop him when you start worrying. You stop him when you put the concerns on you. But if you know how to put the concerns on him, you allow him. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 19. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 19. He says, do not quench the spirit. Don't switch off the spirit. Don't turn him off. Don't do things that will turn it off. The things that I've told you about this morning will turn off the spirit. It will limit the power of God. The Bible said in that scripture that we read at the beginning, it said, again and again, Psalm 78 verse 41, again and again, they limited the Holy One of Israel. They put brakes on God. Some people say, God is all powerful. True that. But you can put brakes on him. You can stop him. You can make him of no effect. You can make him ineffective in your life by not letting him have his way, by quenching him, by switching him off, by irritating him, by doing something that will not allow the flow of the Spirit. But I pray for you in this year, 2019, that you will not do that in the name of Jesus. So quench not means don't stifle him. Quench not means don't strangle him. Don't strangle him. Don't make it difficult for him to move. Don't make him difficult for him to help you. And really, I believe one of the reasons why we are doing this fast is that we are trying not to quench the spirit. Because you see, what happens when you fast is that you subdue your body. Man is a tripartite being. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in the body. The soul is the deciding factor. If your spirit and your soul cooperate, your body will be under. If your body and your soul cooperate, your spirit will not be there. You'll be there, but you'll be under. And what fasting does for you is that it puts down the body so that the soul will have more opportunity to cooperate with the spirit. If some of you have noticed, sometimes it's like you are keener. You are more sensitive when you are fasting. Sometimes you can get easily angry too. Amen to Jesus. Can somebody say amen to that? It's because the body is down. So you now need to let that mind be trained so that it can accept what the Spirit of God is saying. Because any spirit can flow it through you. That's why when you are fasting, you must be praying. Can somebody say amen to that? Because anything can happen there. Because now your body is subjected and anything can flow through you. But the Spirit of God is what will flow through you. In the name of Jesus. So how do I not quench him? I will talk more about it all throughout this month. Because when you do not quench the Holy Spirit, your life now becomes open. Your life is now open to all kinds of opportunity. There are some of you listening to me today. The you that you know now is just 10% of the real you. But in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, the real you will open up. In the name of Jesus. So how will that happen, ladies and gentlemen? Do you not quench him? I'll just give you one today and then we'll take it up from there next week. Just acknowledge him. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's not a picture. It's not a dove. It's not a feeling. It's not music. It's a person. Acknowledge him. And to acknowledge means to yield to him. To acknowledge means to accept. To acknowledge means to agree. To acknowledge means to endorse. To acknowledge means to defer to. To acknowledge means to subscribe to. Acknowledge. Instead of those things that you are worried about, acknowledge that there's a helper. Acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is there. So subscribe to him. Pass it to him. Tell him things. I heard of a man of God once. He said sometimes when he wakes up, he will just say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit is a person. And in this year, 2019, the ministry of the Holy Spirit will be real in your life. In the name of Jesus. We will not switch him off. We will not turn him off. But we will acknowledge him. We will yield to him. We will defer to him. In decision making. Not only when you want to get married, that's when people remember that, oh, God can speak to them. No, God speaks on almost everything. You can ask God about clothes to buy. You can say, Holy Spirit, I've told you a story here before, keys you're looking for. You can ask, but you have to acknowledge him.